All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the GRD commentary track number one, baby.
This is where we get together and we talk about film.
Oh, see, I'm being all woo, bouncy and DJ like, and you're being all NPR.
NPR.
Don't make me get James Lipton on you.
Oh, damn. That's right. Okay, listen, who's in the hizzy? Because this is audio and you can't see us. I'm the vicar. Sitting to my right, your left, that is Billy Flynn.
Hello.
And directly across from me in the glider rocker.
In the glider rocker. See, look at I'm gliding and I'm
rocking. There is the Bruce. And we are ready. We've been promising this for a long time, kids. The commentary track for The Breakfast Club. That's right. Commentary number one. How are we going to cue this up, guys? What did we decide we're going
to
do?
What you're going to have to do is take your DVD, put it in your DVD player, go ahead and hit play. It's going to go past the Universal logo. It's going to say A&M Pictures or some nonsense. Mm-hmm. It's going to say a John Hughes film. And then as soon as it says The Breakfast Club, pause. Because that's where we are right now.
Pause
we're
it paused right now.
With our screen with it saying The Breakfast Club.
That's what we're looking at. Yellow
that's
letters.
That's what we're looking
Black
at.
Black background. Yellow letters. Breakfast Club. And we're going to tell you when to go. How about that? Okay.
That sounds
yeah.
go,
good.
Like,
not go. Yet. Not yet.
I'm going to go through. No, not right now. No, that's
no,
right.
Now.
No.
Wait.
Go back. All right. Go back. We'll wait.
As we watch the classic John Hughes film from the 80s.
Okay. We're going to go 3, 2, 1, go. And that's when you hit the button. No, not now. Damn it. You did it again. All right. Go back. We'll wait.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You good? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
Here we go. Are we all ready to?
Yes.
Sweet. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1, go.
Don't you forget about me,
boy,
baby.
Boy, this was hard fought, boys.
Andrew Andy Clark. Ooh, Paul Gleason gets second. Principal Richard Vernon gets second billing.
I didn't notice that he got second
billing. Well, it's alphabetical order.
Is he the only dead guy from the cast?
I believe so.
I would think so.
He's the only one to hear about.
Should we go ahead and at the beginning here throw these things out like Emilio Estevez was originally going to play Bender, but Hughes couldn't find someone to play Andy, so Emilio said, okay, fine, I'll play him.
Do it. Can we get rid of the subtitles? Because that sucks.
You sure?
Well, I mean, leave them on if you want. You think it'll be easier for us?
I think later,
okay,
yeah.
We'll leave them then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, why not? Paul Gleason, we lost just like last, 06, I think. Lung cancer.
Oh.
Lung cancer.
That's a
mess with the
go.
Lung cancer?
He was in his 60s.
You get the horns.
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald wanted to play Allison, but Ally Sheedy had already been promised that part.
I think the Ally Sheedy part is not great.
No.
It's very meaty.
No.
You know, there's not
it's
that
not.
Much to it.
It's not that great.
Ally Sheedy's role is a lot more interesting. Oh, so classic, this movie. Entertainment Weekly's number one of the 50 best high school movies that came out in 2006.
I'm glad to hear
oh,
it.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And
it deserves it, too.
I would easily say that.
So I see you got producer credit here. Wrote,
and directed,
and
John
co-produced.
Hughes.
So, yeah, that's our boy John.
He catered,
what?
Too.
What? Did he really?
And David Bowie.
There's the David Bowie quote, absolutely.
Changes.
It's found on the 1971 album Hunky Dory. That is from Changes.
They should have used it.
They should have.
Other than the quote, I'd like to have seen it.
Oh, my God.
The,
if this was 3D, we'd be dodging all over the place.
Oh, the fictional Shermer High School. Also the Ferris Bueller High School.
March 24th, 1984. Good
cool?
Lord almighty. Shermer, Illinois is, of course, a fictional town, as we all know.
It's based on where he grew up, right?
It is based on where he grew up, he being John Hughes.
Now, the picture was released, I'm talking over the, what's it called here, but the picture was released as a Valentine movie, February 15th of 1985.
I could see that.
Take your girly out to see it.
Oh, Clark's.
Yeah, there's...
I don't like Mondays.
I don't like Mondays. Nobody, who does?
Well, that's referring to a girl named Brenda Spencer. Her father gave her a rifle for Christmas, and... She went over to elementary school and began to shoot anyone she saw. When she was caught and asked why, she said, I don't like Mondays. Ooh, Man of the Year. There's our janitor.
Isn't that a... Oh, yeah, from several years back. Janitor Carl.
That's Janitor
right,
Carl.
Right, which tells you that he went to that school, too.
Dr. R. Hashimoto.
Hashimoto is like the director of photography or something like
something
that?
Like that, yeah. Oh, you'd think I would have
I don't
this.
Like Mondays. Isn't that a Boomtown Rats song?
It is. It was based on the same girl.
Ah, cool.
Look at there.
Look at us being 80s geeks. So is that Bender's Locker?
That's Bender's
cool.
Locker. Touch it and you die.
Fag.
That's cool.
The you title, could... The Breakfast Club, comes from some friends of John Hughes. That's what they called detention. They actually called it
there
The Breakfast
go.
Club.
I looked on IMDb at the cast, and I was like, there's 13 people listed in the cast. Who the hell are these people? There aren't that many people in the movie. Well, I forgot the families.
The families are
who
there.
You see... At the beginning,
and
at the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, R. Hashimoto was the production supervisor.
Okay,
that's
I knew he was
yeah. But yeah, something like that. Because the prom queen we saw on the poster, she's the co-producer, Michelle Manning.
I like that you see the parents. I think it does a nice job of setting up who they are.
That is actually Anthony Michael Hall's mom and sister.
Is it really?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, funny.
Oh, wow.
The sister's a trip. Look at her headband. 85,
you figure
baby.
Out a way. You study. You
yeah.
do it.
The little sister.
You study. Your mom's going to get you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love that they're all lined up.
Yeah. Love it.
I screwed around. Sharp clash. You screw around so much.
I think it makes a huge difference that you see them in this context. Because the rest of the movie, they're in their element in the yeah. school with their own cliques defining their yeah. worlds. But before you get there, you see them in...
Everybody,
bosses, yeah.
Everybody
know?
In some way, except shape, Bender. Or form, no matter their, yeah, except for Bender, but all these other kids, they all, of course, have their parents telling them what to do. Yeah. It's perfect.
And then Bender just walks yeah. in. Who doesn't love Bender?
But, oh.
For whom is Bender not their favorite breakfast
I'm glad they got that one take, because yeah. if they missed and hit yeah. the brakes at the wrong time.
That reminds me, this was shot in sequence I was reading today, yes. which pictures usually are not. That probably was helpful with a young cast. I don't
maintains
know how you do it
the play feel.
Now, who was John Hughes? He was somebody's dad. He has an uncredited cameo, and he's
yes,
somebody's
he
dad.
Does he is Brian's dad? Because it's Brian's dad that picks him up at the end. I believe it's Brian's dad that picks him up at the end of the movie.
Brian's
yes,
dad. You're right, because we don't see him until the end. That's right. it. That's right. What does he steal there? He pockets something.
Cards of something. I don't know.
Why? Probably some hall passes or something.
Iconic sculpture of absolutely nothing in the middle of this library. I love this damn movie takes place basically in a room.
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And yeah. to help make sure that they remembered they were high school students, because really only Anthony Michael Hall and Molly Ringwald are high school students at this point. Everybody
yeah,
else
they were
has passed
16,
that.
Right?
Director John Hughes insisted the entire cast and crew eat all of their meals on location in the main North High School cafeteria.
Nice.
Did they get their own special table, or did everybody like come around them? Like,
Vernon!
Oh, you're in a movie! Oh, hey.
God, I love him. The great Paul Gleason.
Well, well. Thank you. I'm not supposed to be here.
I need the safe. Like detention. There's a special detention.
She's
yeah,
in
yeah for, her.
For the pretty kids.
God, she is, too. My God, I love Molly Ringwald.
God, 8 hours and 54 minutes. About how long it took to set this up tonight.
I don't think I ever did. Yeah, no lie. I don't think I ever did detention.
I don't know we
not
had
like to, this.
No, not like this.
Not an all-day detention, no.
I love that Brian won't even no. Do that. Not a rule breaker.
Of course, they use several schools for this, but Glenbrook High School, one of the schools they used, is where Director John Hughes went to school.
Woo-hoo. Mm. Hot damn, an essay. Yes! Yeah, they didn't quite do that.
Yeah.
They didn't make the 1,000 words.
Essay. I don't mean that paragraph that you're actually going to write.
Yeah.
Bite my shiny metal at... No.
Oh, damn. Crystal.
Wrong Bender.
Oh, sorry.
So effing cool that Paul Gleason came and did... Not Another Teen Movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where they nearly replicated the ugly statue.
We'll see it later. We'll see it when it gets put on there. But, you know, we see the baloney fall off the statue with Not Another Teen Movie. And
yeah.
I love that.
Beautiful, man.
Oh, God. Of course, he was also a very good older version of this character, basically, in Van Wilder.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
But he played less of a dick in that one.
He made a good living kind of doing the same dude. You'll get the horns.
You'll get the horns.
It's my buddy Logan's, one of his favorite expressions through high school, man.
I mean, my library in high school was not this big and extravagant.
Oh, God,
we couldn't have,
library
we
was
couldn't
that
have
huge.
Dance numbers in it,
right.
You know?
No.
We were not alone.
You know, Nicolas Cage was originally considered for the role of John Bender.
Really?
But they couldn't afford his salary.
Oh. Then, what the hell had he done by then to deserve a fat salary?
Wait for it. Then John Cusack was going to be cast.
I could see that.
No.
I could see Cusack as Bender, yeah.
No.
Cusack can do dark. I could see that. They're all looking at the freak. Nice shot.
What? Oh, ooh. She spits.
No lie. Weird line. What's he talking about there? Yeah.
You know where I've seen you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But we don't get told.
Nope.
Ever. You figure that'll come back later? Nah.
Well, you know, it was originally a 2.5-hour movie, so maybe that's one
of the... No lie. Yeah, John Hughes says he's got the only version.
Yeah, the studio burned the other copies of the prints.
He has the only full-running version, and nobody else will see it. The script is available.
Yes.
I know that's available online, the full shooting script. We should read that. More like 2.5 hours. Well, we should have read it for this damn show.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
That would take prep,
wouldn't it? Probably should have looked some stuff up.
Prep. Billy's got notes.
I've got a little bit. You know, John Hughes wrote the screenplay for this in 2 days. July 4th and 5th of 1982.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. Not taking anything away from it, but I mean...
Oh, they're having the battle of taking off the jackets. Oh, yeah, I've warmed my hands. How about that?
I'm okay. I'm going to put mine back on. Don't talk to the
That's
angry
a great
psycho.
Stare.
Don't talk to the angry psycho. He does a great angry psycho, too, which is not something that... You look at Judd Nelson's other roles.
Well, in the movie Relentless, he actually played a serial killer.
I didn't see Relentless.
Robert Loggia got to shoot him in the head.
Ooh, especially.
Ooh, hey. So that's
not
awesome.
Not everybody gets to do that.
No, not everybody. So John Hughes had the cast. They did, you know, keeping us like it's a play. They rehearsed it a few times as if it was a play before shooting it in order like
this
a play.
This could be a stage play, yeah.
We've talked about it. We've got people that want to do it.
It looks as though it looks as though it came from a stage play. It's structured the same way.
See, that's why I always bring bottles with me.
He's going to whip it out.
You're not urinating here, man.
I
love
line.
What he said.
There were so many great lines. Hey.
Wow.
Brian looked very interested in seeing that Schmecky.
Oh, Judd, you can get Judd Nelson to play him? Oh, I'll play
goodness.
Andy then. Then
oh,
I'll
my
play
goodness.
Andy.
I might have to take a look under there.
Oh, Mr. Bender, do you need your buttocks taped together?
Impregnated.
God, never in my high school career did we get the, you know, the six different types of students all together in detention.
But it didn't happen in your
gig?
It
just didn't.
No, yeah. It was generally just the one or two types of little screw-ups.
Yeah. Basically, and I don't know that we ever had to give up a Saturday.
Oh, no. Those people didn't want to come back to school on Saturday
no,
as much as we did.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so were either of you guys any of these people?
At this point in time, I was Brian. I was Brian with a little touch of, I never remember Ally Sheedy's name.
Allison, right?
Allison, that is correct.
Yeah.
A little bit of her, but I'm mostly
Brian.
I don't
think I'm interesting enough to be any of these people.
Yeah, the
Carl.
Wallflowers we just stuck in the background.
Who's Carl the janitor?
He wasn't that interested until, you know, interesting. Brian wasn't that interesting until, you know, the gun went off.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. He's reading the paper. I like his girly calendar.
Yeah.
That's great.
For
hey, I'm
tools.
Digging, by the way, on this Bud Light Lime.
That's pretty tasty.
It just shows that you can polish a turd sometimes.
Do you
That's
know what it actually
good.
Reminded me of when I first tasted it? I thought Fruit Loops. Don't ask me why.
Fruit Loop. Well, there are lime Fruit Loops. Yeah.
There are lime Fruit Loops.
Very tasty.
The door's supposed to stay open. Other titles that they bounced off before settling on Breakfast Club was Ooh. The Lunch Bunch.
Ah.
No. Yeah.
And Library Revolution. No, that doesn't work for me either.
That almost works. I think if you said that one enough times, if it became iconic, you would
Yeah, I guess any of them, once you've heard it
Library
for 25 years.
I don't know, The Lunch Bunch
no.
sounds like
it
should have
like
been
sounds like something from Bad Radio.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
Hey, I know Bad Radio.
Yeah, no shit. That's what I was thinking.
I'm so hurt. They wouldn't let me in your special club.
Okay, Molly, really cute. Not all that great in this picture. I said it. I don't think it's a... Maybe it's her age. And she was fine in 16 Candles.
She's great in 16 Candles.
But that
candles.
Didn't require a hell of a lot of her.
No.
I think there's a lot more range needed in this picture. I'm going to say I'm not certain Molly steps up to the plate. He's great, but he's damn near 10 years older than she is, too.
Yeah. Because he's 25
And
Estevez at this point.
Is really good.
Estevez is 22, Ally Sheedy's 22, yeah, and Judd Nelson's 25, and Molly Ringwald and Anthony Michael Hall are 16.
Oh, damn, Cherry.
Oh, he called her Cherry.
Damn.
Called her Cherry 2000.
She is stupid hot, though.
Do you belong to the physics club?
Ah.
Oh, see.
Oh, he called him out, yo.
Now, was dork made up as well? Did he make up dork?
No.
I doubted it. Dork, I believe, is a whale penis.
Well, yes.
You're referring to the fact that John Hughes created a great many of the phrases and colloquialisms in his films because he didn't want his pictures to be dated when viewed later on in context of old phraseology.
In fact, some of these, just because to get in character, Judd Nelson made up quite a few of these, including...
Did he? That's cool.
Including the neo-maxi-zoom dweeby.
Oh, one of my favorites. Didn't Nelson get... people get pissy with Nelson because he was all method, and so he was a dick?
Oh, yeah. John Hughes got really upset with him because he was being so mean to Molly Ringwald. And, like, so other people had to go and was like, no, dude, he's staying in character.
He's method, yo. He's,
yeah.
Okay, I'd heard that, yeah, that he was very method, and so he was really shitty during filming, and a lot of people didn't get that.
So, staying in method, did he actually tag her at the end?
I don't know, because I know that Anthony Michael Hall and Ringwald were dating, like, sometime around this, or at the end of filming, I think I read.
Wow.
Nice.
Is that Ultimate Fighting Championship? What is he?
Ultimate Fighting!
No, that's okay. That's something completely different.
Sorry, Bruce.
Well, it's close.
Whoa.
Lobotomy and some tights.
God, he didn't deny picture. That, you know.
That's true. No denial. He's just kind of thinking.
Oh, see, now you do. Which are?
Tights.
It's a slinglet.
Oh, God. Allison hardly speaks.
Yes.
That's probably why she wanted this role.
Which is the role, I guess.
Oh, he's a pimp, isn't he?
I was just trying to think of the way to phrase that. He is. He's kind of a pimp.
You know, John Hughes, being a big Beatles fan, named Principal Richard Vernon after the actor who played in the Beatles' A Hard Day's Night as the uptight, bowler-hatted city gent in the train compartment.
Oh.
There's your random bit of trivia. That.
That's seriously random.
Thank you. This is close to one of the cut scenes, too, I believe, because there was a moment where Mr. Vernon goes to the they have a pool, and there's some lady faculty using the pool.
Oh, really?
He's like
really?
Ogling them, like you do.
See, yeah. I'm glad they didn't keep that in.
I don't think
I want to see that from Vernon.
That doesn't work.
I don't want to see Vernon in other contexts other than as the bully to the kids.
Wait a minute, what's going on in there?
Oh, he gets into the fight with the door and the folding chair in a minute, which is like the best physical comedy in the picture.
Because he tries
he does
so hard to maintain that authoritative...
Yeah. But he's different from Rooney.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the suit that he's wearing.
I think he's a pimp. I think the kids think he's a dick because he's this old guy. But I think outside of the school, he's like a pimp.
Oh,
man.
Dude, when it's over, he's
the
down there at the club.
I think it works for him, too.
I think he used to be and then grew older and just kept the...
And didn't know.
Kept the suit.
Didn't know that it left him.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't talk, sir.
Oh. Screw it, they do.
I'm just going to laugh through this commentary.
Don't make me look at you. Because we've all had that one teacher that just did not want to accept.
Oh, here we go. God, this is great physical comedy.
Folding chair.
Too heavy, sir. He looks up with that, bite me, I've got it, look.
Mm-hmm. I know what I'm
doing. I love the satisfaction. There he goes.
How far do you think that chair went?
How many takes do you think that took? Took.
At least five.
You know took.
Now, why does he go with Andrew?
Because he's a strong one. Brian.
Andrew is strong, and being on like the football team and stuff, he is one of the... oh, God. He's one of the people that you can count on in the school. Even though he's just the biggest jerk as everybody else, he's nice in front of the teachers. It would be quite unwise.
Coming from the 25-year-old? What are you doing?
Now blame it on him now.
Oh, shut up.
Now, Out of Context Theater presents...
Yeah. Okay, we need to isolate that as a drop for GRD sometime. Show Dick some respect. Well, you know, it's very stringent to letter in high school, so that's reasonable.
Yeah.
You expect more from a varsity.
See, Bart
letter.
Simpson stole "Eat My Shorts" from John Bender. There it was. You want another one?
Eeny, meeny, miny.
So, Richard Vernon doesn't go out on Friday nights, is what I've learned.
No lie.
Because he's making plans for the next 6 months to hang out with John Bender every Saturday morning.
Bruce, you alluded to this a little while ago, but when they covered this scene in Not Another Teen Movie, dude, brilliant.
Oh, beautiful.
Effing brilliant.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Mo.
Yes.
Oh, it does escalate nicely, though. This is well.
She cares.
Well edited.
And that's another one. Yeah, I can keep saying another.
Oh, damn, Pee-wee.
Damn.
Oh, there's the horns, baby.
Yeah. He's a Texas Longhorn, man.
I got you.
Because, see, he gets to keep his dignity in class, and Rooney never does.
True.
Because he makes John Bender stop talking.
Yeah, true. He does win, sort of. See, Bender was grunge before there was grunge,
yes.
Man, in 1985. The thing was filmed in 84, so he was a trailblazer. Great skulls.
Claire's ensemble.
Apparently he's heard that one before.
Claire's ensemble was purchased for the character from a Ralph Lauren store, the only one in Chicago at the time.
Oh.
He rejected the original costume on the grounds it wasn't sophisticated enough. So yes, Molly Ringwald is dressed rather sophisticatedly.
Sophisticatified. That's the technical term. Now this is a weird shot.
He's calming down.
I've never understood what he's doing there. Does he
remember how
he's scared
later when he talks to when he's talking to Carl?
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, these kids, you know, we're gonna wake up and they're gonna be in charge, and that keeps me awake every night." So,
is that him giving a damn? Is that him like, you know? Oh,
that's his way of giving a damn.
Or is that him like you said, fear? Is he coming off of an adrenaline high, Bruce?
Does he barely manage to?
You know, to keep his backbone up against the kids.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Is he just resigned? Like, I hate my job. There's a lot of ways you could go with that scene. I like this here. This is some fun. All these are fun bits.
People bored out of their minds.
Which, by the way, hard to film. If it calls for montage of people being bored, what the hell do you do?
Everybody,
this
look around, be bored real quick.
This is really, really nice montage.
Smoking in school. Wow.
Yeah.
She's a good artist.
Well, she's a fast artist.
Well, she's been...
Well, it's also, how many hours has she been there by that time?
All right, that's true.
Actually, They're getting ready to have lunch, so maybe 3 or 4.
I guess she could do that in 3 or 4 hours.
So right here, the infamous dandruff scene for the snowfall, that's Parmesan cheese.
Dude, that's
being sprinkled.
The girl's got Parmesan cheese in her hair?
Yeah,
apparently.
That's grosser.
She has some weird, weird things that she does.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know what is true. Now, that's hard. You see, he kept that pencil upright. It fell and landed against his sweater and didn't fall down.
You know, this movie would be so much better if Ali Sheedy would just, like, jump on top of Molly Ringwald and they had at each other.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, that would be a much better film.
I'm just saying. And they only met once, and it changed their lives forever.
Yeah, totally different meaning to the tagline, baby.
Wake up!
Nice. They're all out.
Everybody's asleep.
I love it. Bender's like laying on the table. What, 10:20?
I hate clocks like
that. Yeah, it's 10:21. 10:22, something like that.
That's a great shot.
Let
that
me
just
do my
captures
ballerina
them all.
Poses.
That
he's,
captures
he's,
the four. So
he's
beautiful.
Just stretching. Stretching on the hemis.
I do not condone the destruction of books.
It's wrong to destroy literature. What is it? Moliere really pumps my nads.
Mole, very close, sir.
Well, okay.
I love his work.
That's it. She wants him.
I'm sorry, but I want to go back and pause that. That's what I love about Molly Ringwald, the little lip bite there.
Mm-hmm.
God, man. I'm 39 years old, and that still makes me go.
Well, that's because it takes you back to when you weren't 39.
Yeah.
I barely remember it. I barely remember it, boys.
Oh, snap.
Oh, damn.
Look, I'm the one that's supposed to be really cool. See, watch me just ask her out because we get to go out all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm a cheerleader. I mean, she's a cheerleader. I'm a football player.
Stubby. Oh. I love when Stubby has parties. What's he dicking with the card catalog?
Because somebody has to.
Yeah. There's nothing to do. Catalog.
He's that bored. I have to fuck with new things in brand new ways.
Wow.
I believe we dropped the F-bomb on our commentary.
I think you did.
Great. That's for the explicit tag, man.
Yeah, well, that's just one.
25 and a half.
Okay. Well.
Bruce.
It's bad enough you have dyslexic cord purchasing abilities.
Oh, thank you. Let's bring that up.
See, this is the truth. Once people finally get bored enough, that's when they'll talk to each other. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah,
when she
what
gets
was that?
Crazy.
What was that? Shatner. Hi, ladies. I'm sorry I couldn't hear you for the sound of how awesome I am.
Oh,
now he's turning on her.
Sporta was a good nickname. No, you're an idiot no matter what.
Close enough.
Now, she's smiling now, too. See?
Ooh. Oh. He gives me a funny feeling.
He's so rough, but
he just needs someone to understand
gives
him.
Gives me a special feeling.
I can change him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
God. Oh.
Remember
that was like the coolest insult ever?
That was the coolest thing ever.
And you had to get everyone before they saw the movie?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to be? Oh, you can't hear it? Let me turn it up for you.
Oh, damn. Oh, Brian. Sit down.
Wow.
Word.
You never go out. You never do anything.
Bunged up?
For making you wear these.
You're a Neo Maxi Zoom Dweeby. Because I can.
A bender.
No, he's being an honest. Oh, yeah. Wait.
Yeah,
what's his name, pal? Who's your daddy? Is he rich? Is he rich like me?
Great exchange here.
Like the way it has trouble coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Blair, it hits the top lip and crap.
Well, Molly is now, I don't know, whatever. What is she? 40?
Oh, you know, duh. So. Today is Ally Sheedy's birthday.
Is it really?
Is it really?
Today is Ally Sheedy's birthday.
I didn't see that. Damn, I didn't look today.
Well, wait a minute. If she was 22 in 1984.
I guess we could do the math, couldn't we?
We could.
That was 24 years ago.
So she's 46.
46.
Ally Sheedy is 46 years old.
So Molly's in her 40s, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Molly was 16 then.
So, yeah, she'd be about...
What? She's right about 40.
Yeah.
40-ish.
At any rate, still looks great.
Yep.
Still looks great.
Remember when you could just go around betting millions of dollars? I'll bet you $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why were they?
God, I want to go dancing.
Right now? We're
I would go right now. Thursday night, it's ladies' 80s night at the tobacco company.
You been felt up over the bra, under the blouse? Oh, now see, she has.
She's looking away. That
little look away, maybe that's where Mr. Bender saw her.
Now, I keep talking about Molly, but I'm guessing, Mr. Flynn, that you're an Ally Sheedy man.
I love Ally Sheedy.
I was gathering
Molly
that,
Ringwald
sir.
Is quite hot, but I love me some Ally Sheedy.
This is actually a very hot little exchange.
This
here.
Is. He's turning me on.
That's what I mean, yeah. Look how she looks kind of deer caught in headlights. Like,
God, I want him to, but at the same time, stop.
Uh-oh. Wrestler's mad.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
George is angry.
If I haven't gotten any from the psycho chick yet, you're not getting any from her.
From the princess.
And then poor Anthony Michael Hall. He gets to go home to his mom and his sister.
He wasn't all buffed up yet. A few years later, he could step up and waste them both, man, because he was all roided out. Two hits.
Ooh.
I think I tried to use that line once or twice.
And how hard did you get smacked?
I don't think I got smacked. I just don't think I intimidated anybody.
Oh, look at there.
Oh, damn, wrestling, mm-hmm. yo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess he's good at pinning men to the floor. Because I'm too cool for words.
Yes. Yeah.
If you mess with me. How are they going to sue you? What are they going to get the cigarettes you get for Christmas, Bender?
Smoke up, Johnny. Oh, so you couldn't do that today?
No.
Wouldn't get it past the metal detector.
Mm-mm. That is actually Judd Nelson's switchblade, which he used to carry for personal protection.
Really? And he sticks it in a chair.
But you notice he didn't actually stab it in. He put it in between the seam.
Yeah.
So.
I love this.
Stole it.
Yeah. That's a great shot.
Help me do what?
Carl! I was looking up his resume, so to speak, there on IMDb.
Dude, he's being
so much. That dude has done
so
everything,
much.
Man.
He was in Forever Night.
Tons of TV. Still does tons of TV.
You know he was not originally offered this role?
I did not know that,
really?
Billy Flynn.
Rick Moranis was offered this
Seriously?
Role.
Seriously?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Rick Moranis probably overdid the role.
Well... Yeah, you see, Rick Moranis left due to creative differences. creative differences.
I You're want more
janitor.
Lines.
Yeah. No, I just want to know how. It's custodial engineer, you prick.
Yeah, see, you guys are being assholes to the janitor, you know? And frankly, everybody in that room, I think Carl would be the most fun dude to go out. Well, for one thing, he could actually drink beer.
Yeah.
But Carl's done some cool stuff. You know what I mean? You can tell.
You notice that he's probably... Brian has talked to him more than anybody else.
Yeah, he has. And the dude is like, hey, Brian. And Brian's all like, oh, no, the janitor's talking to me in front of people. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, I want to sleep with you. You know the janitor. That's damn true.
Yep.
Like the Penguin in Batman Returns, everything that gets shredded gets thrown away. He's got copies of it.
And there, Bender respects him. I forgot about that. That's nice. That one little shot where Bender's like, damn, he got me.
That boy's a pimp.
I love that even Vernon is bored to tears.
Like,
building,
God, what
building
am I
little
doing
ships
here?
Out of pencils.
Colonel
what
Bogey's
am
March.
What are you doing here? Da-na-na-na-na. Dun-dun. So, see, there is proof that Judd Nelson could have been Captain Jack.
You're right. There it is. An early
Sparrow,
Captain Jack.
That is. Not Captain Jack Harkness.
That's a different Captain Jack.
That's a total... Oh, God. He could not be Captain Jack Harkness. And what is that from, everybody?
What was that? Bridge on the River Kwai?
Bridge on the River Kwai. Yes. Good. Look at you.
Word.
Oh.
It's Vernon.
All right, smart guy. Oh, wait. Girls. Oh, snap.
Mm.
You know, Not Another Teen Movie uses obviously a replica of this library. Also, they use a replica of a house from Ferris Bueller.
So nice.
That's cool, okay. Given the love.
Bub. Now he's Wolverine.
You lead them.
I love when he's thinking about the least appropriate matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I send him with where he won't get in trouble? The crazy bitch. She can go.
What's
right? I don't even know who she is.
Who are you? You crazy. To take this back to Not Another Teen Movie, of course, and now they're getting ready to have lunch. The cafeteria in Not Another Teen Movie is the Anthony Michael Dining Hall.
I saw that. Yeah, that's right.
I missed
that.
I missed that part.
Oh, it's all those
This is a
things.
Nice matchup with these two. Because it's just obviously so awkward.
Because now, is she totally smitten by him, and is that why she's not talking? Or?
It's high school. Who the hell knows, man? Well, hell, that's not even true. She's a woman. Who the hell knows?
That's completely confused you, right?
Vicar at...
Okay, am I wrong?
Again, that's
what I
Vicar
at... That's what I thought.
No. It's just... Well, when you consider what we do learn about Allison later on, the fact that she had nothing better to do with her life and just
showed
up. I don't
think we learn a damn thing about Allison. I think the only true thing Allison says is that she's a compulsive liar. Therefore, you don't know what the hell's true about Allison.
Is that what makes her so damn sexy?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't define that. Whatever that trait is, the same trait that makes me want to spread Molly Ringwald out on a waffle.
Wow. Mm. Don't remember seeing that at the Waffle House. So here's, two teenagers just completely opening up and talking. Well, one teenager opening up and talking, because as you pointed out, she doesn't really say anything.
Oh. So is she supposed to be like a proto-goth, and they just didn't really know
how to... I believe so.
I think so, too.
I think so. And what's with the pierced earring?
Because it's sort of ill-defined what the hell her deal is.
He's got a pierced earring.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Bender? Yeah.
That makes sense.
He's a tough guy.
In 84?
Yeah. Only the really tough guys could wear pierced earrings in 84.
I got mine done in like 87.
Right. Three years later, when they let the whims like him do it.
By then, everybody can do it.
Now, which was the correct ear? Do you remember?
It was always the left, wasn't it?
Exactly.
What's his in?
Right is wrong.
It's in the left. His left.
Left is right.
Unless you're
right,
an uber tough MF-er, in which case you can pull off both ears, and who the hell's
going
to say
God, nobody in 1984 tried both ears except for
pirates.
You were a badass, Big Gay Al. Yeah.
If you were a badass, though, you know, a biker or some shit like that, they'd pull it off. Nobody's going to say anything.
My girlfriend who lives in Canada.
Will you shut up?
Keep it on the DL, yo.
Dude, you overshot. Mm-hmm.
Nothing. He's a crazy man.
Yeah, went too far.
So, how far away was, your girlfriend, your girl? Was it as far away as Canada?
No, I think I went with, like, the hour away kind of thing.
Yeah, I think mine was about a half hour, 45 minutes.
I have no idea. I didn't have the fake girlfriend. I don't think I cared that much. I didn't try that much.
So, apparently in high school, Bruce was gay.
No. Nor am I now.
Okay, he was experimental in high school.
He was young, Billy. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not judging. I'm not judging. I didn't... God, remember when it was... I mean, is it such a big deal? Like, pretty much kids have lost their virginity by, like, seventh grade nowadays, but God.
Yeah, that was the ugly ones, too.
Back then...
Oh, damn, Bruce. Well, that's harsh, what?
You see all these things, like, on the news and crap, like, kids are doing rainbow parties and junk. Like,
yeah.
Can I go back to high school, for the love of God?
Yeah, not so much my high school experience.
No.
Don't know about you fellers.
No, you mean
girls think that they're still virgins if they just...
Yeah, yeah.
Girls do the other thing? What, they want to instead? What?
Yeah. Backdoor no baby? What?
Okay. Oh, okay. Where's my random bit of trivia? Andy has a bag of chips... chocolate cookies, three sandwiches, milk, a banana, and an apple for lunch. Claire has sushi that's rice, raw fish, and seaweed. Allison has a sandwich with Pixie Sticks and Captain Crunch cereal. Bender has nothing. And Brian has soup, sandwich, and peanut butter and jam
with
and
the
apple
crust
juice.
Cut off.
Yeah, crust cut, of course.
That's nice.
Oh. I like how she has the bottle of sauce and everything.
Oh, she's got the whole deal, man. Oh, yeah. I love that Andrew has a damn grocery
three
guy.
Sandwiches.
I love Bender is the great comic relief in this whole scene. He is the great reactor, the Greek chorus to everybody's lunch.
Okay, now
with
I'm hungry.
With a carton of milk.
And a carton of milk.
Yeah, no, you got any chips?
Yeah. Yeah, you? I got some chow in there. In the pantry, I got some snacks and stuff. Look at that.
Good God. Oh, no. Must be a Mentos in there. Oh, wait, there were no Mentos. This is PM, pre-Mentos.
Yeah.
What?
Boom. That's great that the chunk of whatever falls out of Boy's sandwich.
Here comes the bologna.
Oh!
That will not fall until Not Another Teen Movie.
Yep. Oh, no!
It fell again. Well, it falls in Not Another Teen Movie, too. I love Pixie Sticks.
Pixie Sticks.
I like watching her with the Pixie Sticks.
Yep. How many Pixie Sticks do you think it needs?
What the hell is her deal?
Good grief.
Yeah.
I knew a girl like this once. I believe her name was Candace. She wanted to be a little weird. She liked The Cure a lot, too.
Yeah, that'll do it. Oh, yeah, you know she's a Cure girl.
Oh, she's absolutely a Cure girl.
God, Cure girl.
This would be in... Wow, this is still before Robert Smith cut his hair.
Oh, this is 80... Yeah, it filmed in 84.
This is... Oh, my God, of course, it's 84. This is the year that 1984 came out, both as an album and as a movie.
Word. And they all turn back around. A very funny picture. Now, Breakfast Club is not as... We said this in our John Hughes episode, I think. Breakfast Club, not nearly the broad comedy that you get with 16 Candles.
No.
That you get with Weird Science. Mm-hmm. Some of the other John Hughes stuff. It's his serious one, you know. But very funny. More subtly so, but very funny.
This would be what people now label a dramedy.
Yeah, as opposed to a Ferris Bueller, which is straight-up comedy, 16 Candles, Weird Science. Even Pretty in Pink, more so than this, anyway. More serious than 16 Candles, less so than Breakfast Club, I think. Maybe.
Pretty in Pink?
Yeah.
Pretty in Pink wants to be serious. I don't know that it succeeds in being serious,
it
but
does
it
at
wants
times.
To be.
There's certain
it
scenes
in there, so.
Oh, I love the little bright, shiny little dots on his face. That's here's where it starts to get real. He doesn't know whether to laugh or to cry. Now, wait. Is he having bad thoughts about him?
So, I mean, I think everybody is not real sure whether they should laugh or be uncomfortable. I also think this pantomime goes on too long.
It does go on
a bit. And that's John
much.
Hughes there. Just directorially, I think it goes too long.
The director should have told the writer he didn't need that much.
Yeah. And a good producer, of course, would have had a say.
Oh, you don't want to know about me, pal. This is Pacino impression, I guess. Wow.
Wow. Mom?
Really?
Sorry. Holiday flashbacks.
Wow. His mom called him ugly.
I do love pot pie.
Can't you make me pie?
I do not like pot pie.
You don't?
No.
Love pot pie.
I like pot pie. Yeah.
Would there be side dishes?
Oh.
All right, now Andrew, I think it's Andrew, claims that that's bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's alleged. You think he's lying? Because I don't get lying from that.
No.
I don't think Bender needs to make that up.
I think that Andrew just doesn't believe that people like Bender could exist.
I think you're right. I think it is much more that way. I don't think it's alleged. I'm pretty sure.
Because see, it's,
you know, there's the cigarette burn or cigar burn, for God's sake.
Do you believe this? No, he did it himself. So he at least has a garage.
Well, that's true.
I didn't
have a
garage.
That tells you something. He's not like in an apartment or anything.
He almost channeled the Dice Man right there.
Yeah. Ho!
He has no idea where to go, what to do.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll just knock stuff up. Yeah, awkward.
And then do the monkey bit there. What a great library.
I mean, that's just crazy.
What's that thing say? The button say?
Not.
Quick, someone tell us. What does that say? Right
I can't
there?
Read it. What does the button on his
no
right glove
quonk,
say?
Quonk, 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 quonk.
Okay, awkward. And he's like, sorry.
Come on, everything I normally say is completely fine.
The psycho. Oh, what is Vernon enjoying? I love his girly calendar. I guess
he's
I never noticed that before.
Oh, no. And then he's got the orange all in
his
mouth. That's. Now, see, if that's a beverage, that's a chunky beverage.
I
look
think
on
it
the
is
sandwich.
Soup.
Oh, is it soup?
No, it's coffee.
Oh, he says coffee. Yeah. Well, then you're right. That's nasty. You
That's
need
some
to
3 week old
that,
coffee there.
What the hell's wrong with you, man? You don't want to drink that.
Here's where everyone sneaks around.
Apparently, he's got a limp too now.
Come on, everybody, let's go. So, why would everybody else go with him then?
Yeah, exactly.
It makes no sense, and that's part of why the scene is great, because it's just wacky. They're having wacky hijinks in the hallway now.
Why would Ember just decide, okay, well, we're going to do this train out.
Well, that, and he was swinging from the bars and scowling a minute ago, and now...
Yeah. Now we have a combo line.
Now they're buddies again. Doesn't matter. Oh, they were going to get weed from the
locker. Bender's locker.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Still.
Now this...
It's just a good excuse for wacky.
This fun little chase sequence. Oh, he just has lots of rage that he needs to work through. Guillotine. That's something else he would be arrested for nowadays.
Yeah, you couldn't really get away with that.
And he's just keeping a bag in his locker.
Doesn't Carl go through the lockers?
Well, yeah.
Like he says he does?
This is before the drug dogs. Oh, God, look at... What does he have there? He's got...
I don't know.
I think he might have an ounce there. The boy has marijuana. Oh, my God. Oh my. See, he just puts the hand over his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love the look. I'm not sure what that is, but...
Do you...
But Billy wants her to undress and sit
I do.
Lap.
And steals the lock.
She takes everything. Yeah, you're right. I kind of love her, too.
I'm surprised she didn't take the end of the shoe that came off.
Mm. All those ugly blue shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Right, here goes the nuttiness.
Come on.
It's zany. Okay, what's the song here?
Oh.
Oh, nobody looked up the soundtrack notes.
I did have the soundtrack notes.
Somebody's yelling at their iPod right
now.
Yeah,
they are.
Because they know. But unfortunately, I looked at it. I saw it earlier. I wasn't familiar with most of the stuff on there. Obviously, the title track and We're Not Alone. Beyond that, I'm not real familiar with the soundtrack. Now, I'm assuming we have the original music on this, gentlemen.
Yeah, I assume as well.
Okay. This better be. Come on, we're going to go this way. You're never here on a Saturday. Yeah. Just someone do something.
I also kind of want to rewind and listen to that little noise she makes again.
No, we cannot rewind.
All right.
Now, this did have an extended sequence where Vernon starts trying to get something out of a vending machine. He's like banging on it and yelling at it and cussing at it, and the kids go running behind him. And Ally Sheedy stops and stares at him.
Is this the Wang Chung song, Fire in the Twilight? That is it.
Fire in the Twilight. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Fire in the Twilight. Wang Chung. No!
I need to get this. I don't have this soundtrack, and I think that'd be cool to
How
have on the
How could you
old
not?
iPod. I know. And here is where Bender takes one for the team.
Wow. Okay. Be an airborne ranger.
I remember actually singing that in formation.
I've never sang it.
That's right. Were you thinking about John Bender at the time?
No, I was thinking about not dying at the time.
Well, that's probably
because I was running at the time, and pretty much in basic training, I was thinking about not dying.
See, he didn't have to do that. He could have sold Andy out.
That's right, he didn't. He's taking one for the team. And it's only a little after 12 noon.
And Anthony Michael Hall has a crotch full of weed. Because I always go to the gym.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to draw off the heat, yo.
Did he just dunk that? Because so, that's a lowered, much lower
board.
Oh,
yeah. Look at it.
Will Smith could dunk on that board.
It's only like 8 feet high. I mean, come on. And he's got time enough to put a shoe on.
He's just trying off the Globetrotters. You should see his superpower in Super Globetrotters, huh? Yeah.
This little bit is fun, too. Whoa!
No. Hey, so that's good reflexes.
Yeah.
Came right out of the shoe.
That's a good scene.
I'm trying to get my jacket, man. Wow.
Now, does the shoe reappear magically on his feet? Let's see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Well, it probably took time in the hallway.
Well, yeah. He went back.
But he's got to get the weed out of my crotch.
Oh, and that's where we find out why he's in, why he's in there today.
Oh. Oh my god! Oh my god! He's peeing himself. Is that what you crazy kids use nowadays? He's dope. He's fly.
He's
off the shizzle. Mm-hmm.
What I have noticed about this is if you actually have the commentary, you actually have the lyrics,
the subtitles.
Yeah. They don't match.
Oh, no, they don't always.
Rarely do. Yeah.
What about speed, rarely? You know, but
speed. I think most of the time they're trimmed down for speed because it goes by too quick.
Oh. I mean, he's seriously calling him out. I mean, nowadays?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. This is why, you know, it's gotten crazier.
Nice.
Nowadays, they would have already called the cops. Oh, God, call the cops on him.
Call the cops?
Yeah.
He might kill someone. Does he still have the knife with him? He got rid of the weed, but he still has his switchblade?
No.
He's stuck in the chair.
Yeah.
Right. In 1984.
That was pretty healthy. That's
not too bad,
I think.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
I don't make that now.
Where the hell does he have him?
It's just like a utility closet.
Yeah, supply closet.
Okay, are you allowed to put kids in closets?
No, there's a lot of things that happen in this that you're not allowed
to
do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure in 1984 you could put a kid in the closet for the rest of the day. Kid, he's 25 years old, but you know what I mean.
What are you going to do about it?
Oh, damn. That's him showing, I don't even care about the rules, Bender.
You don't know who I am.
You know who I am? I'm Vernon, bitch.
I'm a respected man. I'm a swell guy. Ooh.
Man, make a brother feel good.
See, because if you look at that shirt, that's a shirt you go out dancing in, right?
Yeah, I think he's a pimp.
You got that top button open, there's a little chain there, huh? Hey.
Now, Bender doesn't take him up.
No. Because Bender is deathly afraid of his father. That's what I always got from this.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And Bender can be the tough guy in front of everybody else.
The kids, but an authority, mm-hmm. a male authority figure.
See, yeah.
Yeah, that's what all that is. I've been a substitute teacher and actually used that line.
Yeah, have you?
Take a shot. Just one. I'm begging you.
I've substituted. I did that.
I did that for a long time.
Basic training, you know, my drill instructor gave a guy a chance if he wanted to. He's like, oh, mm-hmm. he took him out. They went to another room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And gave him his chance, and apparently he didn't take it.
Oh, good job.
That's probably a good call.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really a good call.
You know, your drill instructor, he's a drill instructor for a reason. Sure, kid. Go ahead.
God.
Take a shot.
Staff Sergeant Arthur D. Jefferson.
Yeah.
Ginormous arms.
Of course he is. Right.
God.
And there you are, 18 or something, being all full of piss and vinegar, and you think you want to take a shot at this guy? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
He's going to beat you in ways you have never imagined.
Yeah. And has done so many times. I want to do a contest one day where we finish this joke.
Well, that's just it. There is no end to this joke. It actually has no punchline. According to Judd Nelson, he ad-libbed the line. He was supposed to tell a joke that would end when he came in back into the library and said, "Forgot my pencil," but no one could come up with the joke for the, you know, for the punchline.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be the contest. We need to create
exactly
a punchline.
Can't you tell I'm trying to take a dump in here? Ha, 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 ha. That's a good line. That's a good entrance.
But nobody could think of a joke to match up with that punchline.
Nope.
Okay, I got that.
I could have thought of one.
I was taking a perfectly good doof.
Here comes the best.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
He was burying Spock.
That's fantastic. Oh, best moment of the whole
best
movie
moment,
right
yeah.
here.
Oh, I missed it. I had my eyes
shut.
No,
right here.
Oh, it's
right
coming.
Here.
Okay,
coming.
Good. I didn't want... There Hello. We go.
Oh.
And cotton
pick. Oh, yeah. My God. Hello.
Wow.
Yeah, I wore that out on VHS, man.
I bet.
I paused that bad boy. Yeah, I did. That's not the noise we're doing anymore. but I will.
She's great. Missy. Nice. He was in his office.
Hey, he could whip that around and make it a bib.
She's not
for lobster. How dare you put your face in my crotch?
That's right.
I've never had that done before, and I'm scared and confused.
Well, in 1984, there weren't a lot of guys that were trying.
He does look
And I'm sorry for
too.
That, ladies.
He we looks are. Every bit of 25. Or older.
Yeah, he's got the gray streak going.
He does. I was just thinking, he does not look like a kid.
Yeah.
Can I have my
He's had a hard
dude.
Life, man.
He looks like he needs Botox.
He had a hard life.
Your
yeah, that's...
phallic dubage wow, from that's a, my yeah. pants. Blaze up.
Oh, Andy, what are we going to do? He's going to smoke drugs in here. Andy, can I go smoke drugs with him, Andy?
Don't
no,
do it.
No, Andy,
don't
I really want to smoke drugs with him, Andy.
Waste
don't
you.
Do it.
Totally. I'm imagining I'm smoking him right now, Andy.
Imagining something in my mouth.
Oh, did I say that? Oh.
And she didn't even look at him.
I know.
She just walked off
she's
without looking at him.
She's going to the other
him.
Side, man. Hell yeah, she's going to be a...
That's why Vader. He
Apparently
was,
Darth
he was
Vader,
inside
yeah.
the suit.
He's just doing one
He's
big Dube bomb
Vader.
Hit.
Dube Vader?
Dube Vader.
Dube Vader.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Chronic.
Forget you, man. The cool people are over here.
I'm going to be cool, damn it. For well, once in my life.
So he got in on the ground floor. He's not the last person to join them.
Yeah,
so
that's
he's
true.
Infinitely cooler. Fine.
Fine.
I'll Don't you love choke. Those computers in the background there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God. They cost like about $8,000 yeah. each.
With a five and a quarter floppies and everything like that.
Dick?
And that would be a single-sided.
Oh, yes.
Five and a
Yeah.
Oh. I had those. Those
oh, the
are
the Wayfarers. Hell yeah!
Oh,
so did
dude.
I, dude.
Everyone had to have those.
Mid-80s, baby. I had the Wayfarers.
I could never do that.
Oh no, I wouldn't want to try.
God, I want a clove. I've got cloves with me.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Shoot, no, man. I haven't tasted.
Hey, man,
one
you don't
cough,
you don't get off.
Well, she's choking because she's not used to it.
Oh, that's true.
And he's got that cool. Bender has the cool, experienced, laughing while everybody else gets stupid on the drugs. I don't giggle anymore. I'm jaded.
Goop. We love the fishes because they're so delicious.
That's what it is.
You know, when they showed this on TV back in the day, they completely cut this part of the movie out.
Really?
Yeah.
We will not be showing children and these. Just say no, damn it. Just say no. And she just looks completely lost.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Love this.
Bam.
Bam.
And he's
great
got
moment.
He
two
has,
color socks on.
I love
has,
that the
he
whole
has
place
odd
is so
socks.
I love the impact on Andrew, too.
I mean, he hotboxed in an entire room. Look at that room.
Yeah.
That takes more than one joint.
He's an athlete.
How do you know that, Bruce?
I won't tell.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Wow.
Did he actually do that? Yeah, I don't see his...
I smoke weed in college,
There's
and
no
I was
CG.
Never... able to do that.
You weren't getting the good stuff.
Apparently not, because I couldn't do that crap.
Were you buying it from Jamaicans? Because a lot of time they just give you, like, you know, pencil shavings.
I don't
stuff.
Even know. I got what I got from my roommate.
Hey, what do you say after this?
Questions.
What do you say after this? We go get some real stuff and see what it does for you.
Well, we'll ask the vicaress when she gets back, see what
okay.
she thinks of that.
Yeah, that's always a good idea.
Yeah. That'll
she could have some.
Well.
Is that a Confederate flag? No.
Yeah, those are state flags.
Well, yeah, it's
state
flag.
State flag.
It's like Alabama.
Oh.
I couldn't do that either.
I can do that now. Now I'm
he
going
has a hell of a holler.
I'm going back inside.
Now, will Dubage make you be able to do this?
Not that
no.
I'm aware of. I never
think
saw
so
that
either.
In a Cheech and Chong film.
Yeah. And she still looks lost.
Now, how sad are you at times? Apparently, once upon a time, he was really cool, but now he's looking up, like, info on
everybody? I love this scene.
This is a great scene because Carl is the coolest guy.
This is what I'm saying. Out of everybody in this movie, Carl is the dude you would pick to go hang out with on Friday.
Absolutely you would.
Well,
the confidential
the
files
right?
aren't that locked up. No, I don't think he is. What is he?
Oh, is he not? What? I thought Vernon was the principal.
No, no, he's not the front.
Really?
Wait. Principal Richard Vernon.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, I've been misunderstanding this for 20-some years.
I didn't think he was, like, the principal. I figured he was...
I don't know why he can't look at the confidential files. Granted, they're confidential, but you're the principal, right?
Yeah, they've got to be there for somebody to look at.
Yeah.
Only Carl gets to see
it. I love that Carl gets $50. Well, we assume he pays him, because they're still hanging out later.
Does.
But Carl gets $50 from him to not tell.
But it's really cool because Carl doesn't hold any ill will because Carl's still like, oh, you know, see you later.
Yeah,
Carl's
yeah.
just cool about it. He just got $50 too.
130.
God.
You guys remember 130 pounds?
I don't know.
How much? 101?
130.
Yeah, I remember 130 pounds. And then there was the sixth grade.
Yeah.
Oh, good God, man.
Yeah, I was a big boy.
So why do you get upset when we say that you are a shaved down Sasquatch?
Or when Jabba, what did Jabba say about him the other week? That junk was funny, and I don't remember what he said.
Oh, God, I do not either.
Jabba's funny. Oh, damn.
What?
Oh, man, a beaver shot?
It's perverted.
No, dude, that's not how you do that. That's not it at all, because no matter how much you try to clean that, the brush that is.
And the rest.
Why do they always go for John Bender?
They love the Bender, man.
They
Are you
do.
Kidding me? The bad boy, yo.
He just needs someone to understand.
Exactly.
Him. I can change him.
Nah. You could ask that to any woman. See, she never throws anything away. That's a deep psychological problem.
He does have a gray streak. He looks old.
It says McLovin, for God's sakes. So I can vote.
Vote.
That
vote,
is
yeah.
the worst.
Well, they are in Chicago. No.
Some used things in there or something.
I love that they absolutely refuse.
No, those are not used. But she does have about 4 tampons that I've saw.
Good. Do you need that many?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Hey, we don't know. We're men.
You'd rather
there are
have,
mysteries we don't need to know.
You'd rather have too many than not enough.
I'm sure.
Oh, God. Well, there was 2, 6. Wow.
Jam?
It in there.
Oh, no.
Shopping bag, lady.
Great. She's going to grow up and be the cat lady.
No.
What?
Oh, damn it.
And this is where the big revelation that, wow. None of these teenagers are actually happy at all.
Yeah.
How about that? All of our lives sucked and we were too busy making fun of each other to know the difference and realize the parents were the problem.
I can run away to Israel. That's a great choice.
And this is more hackneyed now than it was in 1985.
Yeah.
Now we've seen all of this. I love it. They're bonding.
Now, if I could throw a little bit of realism in here, nobody has the red bloodshot eyes that they should, especially Andy, who hotboxed an entire room. Guys,
I like the way Andy is sitting here.
See, now
he has an almost effeminate
high.
Pose mm-hmm. of a thoughtful contemplation. Sporto.
Oh. You just dumped out your purse and showed me all your lady things. You might think you want to run away.
Yeah, she's got issues.
Dude, that's deep.
Whoa.
He's still going through her stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I would too.
She might have a nudie picture
of
herself.
I'd go through everything.
Where would he have gotten a nudie picture from? Because this is 1984.
The beaver shot probably cut out of a
magazine.
Yeah.
Hustler.
Yeah, something like that.
Or Hustler. Or Cherry.
Cherry, yeah.
I would swear my cell phone just chirped at me, but I can't actually find it.
Maybe it was a bird.
Apparently not.
You're like
it's
a bird.
Definitely not. Because my cell phone's in the other room charging. I thought I heard something chirp.
Yeah, could
maybe
be
it's the cat.
It wasn't the cat, was it? So he does admit he has a purse.
It's true. Could
and he wears tights.
Could be a merce.
Merces didn't exist then, did they? When did the man purse come out?
I think that was just a couple of years later.
Yeah, it was a couple of years later. Someone saw this and went, damn it, a man needs a purse.
Yep.
John Hughes basically created everything. That's just what
that's
it is.
Exactly what it is.
At this point, I think they both are becoming aware that they are uber hot for each other.
Yes. Okay, so remember when men could wear gold chains? I believe I was sporting a gold chain.
I was just thinking that in combination with the coral blue muscle shirt.
I had a gold chain.
I definitely had a gold chain. Yeah. And
hold
I probably
on,
rocked
wearing?
It with my Panama Jack muscle
I'm not
shirt.
Wearing one, so it's okay.
No, I didn't. I don't think I went that far.
And my Panama hat. Yeah.
No.
Did you have the, what did they do to you? Did they touch you? Show me on the doll where they touched you. Oh.
See, she pulls that off well. She doesn't have a whole lot to do.
No, but it's what
but
she does
a,
have
is
very
deep. That's
a
good scene. That's poignant. That's a good shot, I mean.
And see, he gets that because Andrew's
this
pretty
is
much
a good
ignored.
Scene for both of them. I like this scene, too, which you were talking about earlier, here with Vernon and Carl.
Wow.
You ain't dead? No.
I'm not being a goof. So am I. I wanted to be John Lennon.
God, really? I've been in radio for 23
don't think
years
about it, man.
Now. Yeah, you're right. It's better to not think about it.
You have. Go to bed, old man. Summer vacations, yeah. And it's true, it is. Because, wow.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, our wives are all teachers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, they know that you are. What is that he's drinking? Yes, I do. And they did, too. You know they did. Oh, the PBR is what they've got.
No, it's a...
Looks like it.
It looks like
PBR.
It's old style.
PBR. Or it's fake because they didn't want to
do
the product place. I'm not sure.
See, this is the thought that wakes me up at night when I get older. These kids will take care of me. Oh.
Now they're on the floor.
This is pretty much an ad-libbed kind of thing. A lot of this is ad-libbed.
That's cool.
John, who just said riff on it, go for it.
Yeah.
Would I? When haven't I?
I do, yeah. I do now.
That's the great thing about radio, man. You can do the show naked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Sun's pants.
Get that Saturday afternoon when you know everyone's out of town and gone.
You ever get the action while you get the mic on?
Oh. Oh, dude. Of course. Really?
It's
a reason everyone does DJ work.
It's a DJ
right?
Rite of passage. Yeah, that's true.
What's that?
Getting serviced while...
Attended to while on the air.
On mic.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Then, yeah, I got that. Okay. We're good.
Wow, you came by to see him when he was on the air? Wait, you were only...
Didn't take...
Well, it's a good thing I had to fire you when I did then, I guess.
Awkward.
Now, see, this was considered incredibly shocking at the time, her saying this, just her saying this. Now... It's like standard.
Yeah.
Although now it's standard that it's the female teacher. Who is the hot female teacher at your school that never molested you?
Oh, the hot female teacher?
Yep.
Oh, God, she's
still
I think.
Mrs. Eagle.
Mrs. Robinson.
Algebra. Oh, yeah?
Algebra.
Was she trying to seduce you?
Oh, I wish.
No, Heidi Smith, my sociology teacher, just... made me all happy to be a boy.
But it's math class. My buddy Jarrell is sitting one. He's sitting the row next to me, same seat. And Miss Robinson comes up to help somebody with a problem, so she's sort of bent over, and we're just both just sitting there, just like, oh, just staring.
Yeah,
just staring. And I look over to Jarrell, and he's got this weird look in his eye. I'm like, dude. And I reached over and I grabbed his arms right as he went for it. He started to go for it
because
he couldn't take it anymore. And I'm holding on to him. He's like, and she turns around. And is like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
I wasn't totally going to grope you. No.
That's why you're a tease. Now, see, Claire should know from her parents. Oh, snap.
Oh. I think this is the point at which Claire's hairstyle completely changes. Yeah, because that's a completely different do from what she was sporting in the first
kinda,
half of the movie.
Sorta.
Yeah. I think the rest of the film now she has a different haircut. Apparently she had stylists waiting in the wings right after lunch.
Stop putting things in her mouth.
Oh, hey.
Such a double-edged sword for ladies. I believe Ally Sheedy says this.
Also not a hugely convincing delivery. But again, she's like 16.
I'm a compulsive liar.
You sure? No, you're not.
Damn. I love the... Oh. If you love someone, it's okay. Aww. Now that was controversial in 1984. All you kids with your dirty dancing out on the floor with your crazy MTV. Well, I would say Brian's definitely a virgin. How is it that Claire, at least, do you suppose that she's had to do some of the other things that a nice girl like her has to for the crowd she's with?
Yes, yeah. I do, sir. But that may just be because I like to think about that.
It could be.
I actually don't think she has.
No? You don't think so?
I really don't.
Not even a little...
No.
Manual
manipulation?
Wait a minute. This isn't a family show.
Sure it is. Manual manipulation, yes.
Tactile manipulation.
Oh, here's where we get to it. Mm-hmm. Yes, I taped someone's ass cheeks together. Once again, I have to say that high school sports, latent homosexuality throughout. Let's shower together. Let's make each other in the ass. Hey, let's
hit each other in the ass with a wet towel, right?
Let's tape this guy's ass cheeks together.
I did it for my old man.
Hmm.
Was it like a hit or something?
When I was 4 years old and Mom was out of town, I walked in and Daddy was taping someone's butt cheeks together.
Mm.
I figured he would be proud of me.
It was Uncle Rob.
Oh, no.
Oh.
We called him Uncle Rob.
All the wild things we used to do. See, what does that mean, cut loose on anyone? Because you got to cut loose.
Taping your ass together.
Foot loose. Tape that guy's ass together. Wait. Makes you wonder if, was it really the fact that those people you couldn't stand in high school? Was it the fact that their parents were just absolute jerks and that's why we couldn't stand them?
I don't know. I don't think I knew anybody.
Did everybody's parents really mess? Did your parents mess you up?
You know, that's probably
mine?
True. Yeah, sure.
Oh, professionally.
Oh, damn, dude.
Professionally? They were hired to?
I think they took joy in...
Who paid them to, though? That's the question, sir.
I think they just like traded like a dollar back and forth. Who can mess me up today?
Did you watch this with your folks ever?
No.
Because, you know, we had the VCR we rented, and it was the next John Hughes movie, rented this. I watched, the first time I ever saw this, my parents were sitting in the room. I couldn't see them because I was sitting closer to the TV.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, man, this is everything, man. This is exactly what I'm going through. And my parents are sitting there. That wasn't awkward at all. Obviously, it was later that I paused it. At the moment. Okay.
I watched this in a room full of girls. We had, it was my church youth group there in Tappahannock. Oh. And it was all girls, which is pretty much why I went. And we were over at my house. I don't know why. It was after. There's no parents there.
How did
you
get this
get away
to
with this
How
stuff
did you
now,
get this
you know?
To happen?
Nope. Yeah, I don't know. I know, right? This was my life back in the
day. Because back then, girls didn't have sex with you. Girls didn't have sex with anyone, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There were no rainbow parties.
It was my girlfriend, Brianna, and then the, like, eight girls
back that.
What?
Brianna?
Yeah.
You're the girl that I never had.
Okay. All right.
And, like, eight other chicks, you know, from the youth group, and we were at my house watching this movie. That's all. There's absolutely nothing more
Emilio
to the story.
Emilio Estevez
just makes me think,
is breaking down, man. He's reaching a point.
I used to have women around me. You know, I still do, but now they're five.
Well, they're not really women.
That's true.
See,
I'm sorry to break down his scene, but I don't really buy this either.
Well, this is probably the first time he's ever actually expressed an emotion in front of other people.
Right.
So he's probably not used to it or good at it.
Yeah.
So I was willing to let that go. It's not a very good delivery, but that's how I explained it to myself.
Okay.
But everyone else, especially Anthony Michael Hall here, is like, oh, God, I understand that. Being exactly what my parents want me to be. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. And here it is. I'm looking up, and I've always wanted to be this guy, and his life sucks, too. And they could burn us with cigars.
Shut up, nerd! I'm sorry. But I thought we were bonding! Get him!
I didn't smoke that much weed.
Right. You know how much he looks like Rick Astley?
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you
here,
go.
Here, we thought we were doing the Breakfast Club commentary. We've been Rick-rolled.
Oh, God.
He's there. Look, he's right there.
I'm gonna run around and desert you.
Nice.
How do you fail
shop? Failing shop.
Did you ever take shop? Never took shop.
No.
Oh, I took shop.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry, shop and home
I was in band.
I had a couple. I took a number of different shop classes. Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Oh, that's how you know about
what?
That's how you know about the weed then, because you used to make bongs in shop class.
Nice.
That's what you
No, I've never. No. A friend told me.
Electronic and QWERTY type crap back when we're done with this.
Yeah, here we are.
That'd be good.
It won't be nearly as difficult to put back together as it was to take it all apart and set it up. Have you seen some of the dopes that take shop? Hey.
Hey.
No, you're a genius because you can't make a lick. Wait for it. There'd be no
Okay.
Oh,
and in the deleted scene, she actually did.
So she has talented feet. You know where I automatically go with that, don't you?
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, I can't help it. I can't help it.
I can pick things up with my feet. I'd like that too.
See, they're all bonding. I don't like this upcoming Dilly here because they're all bonding so well, you know? And then Bender's goes into dick mode again.
That's because Bender realizes that he's just being too nice. And for some strange reason, I actually think he's offended by her little trick.
He actually does seem offended. You're right.
And
that's a good way to put it.
And
he
I
seems
don't
to be
quite
genuinely
see why.
Put off by this, and I don't get it either.
Is there something that we missed?
And we're
something...
not actually seeing it, by the way. No, she's blocking it with her hands.
Yeah. Because,
so.
I'm sorry, I love you, Molly, but I just don't see how she could do that.
No. There is not enough support there.
At camp 7th grade?
Yeah.
No. Although, camp 7th grade, she might have had to practice.
Billy!
And Brian's like, what's going on? I thought we were friends.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm Brian in this scene. Because I'm like, oh, dude, come on. Can't we all just get along?
Oh, it's Nike. I didn't realize that.
Right.
Now, see, I have to admit, I'm pretty good at doing this very jerky thing he's doing, where I can bring back exactly what you said. I do.
Damn.
Because I'm nothing like you. She doesn't have that long of hair. I know how he feels. Cheerleaders had that status.
Yeah.
Cheerleaders easily had that status. I think she could kill him. Oh.
You know, I think so, too.
Right here?
It's possible she's the only one in the room who could actually destroy Bender.
This is near the end, so this is after he's been, like, mean to her off camera and stuff. So she's just had it
with
him.
Oh, you can see it. Yeah. Yeah, this I buy.
Yeah. Yeah, this is very real. Which makes you wonder, if they ever had got around to making a sequel, what the hell would it have been?
I have no idea.
Good call in not doing so.
Because originally they were talking about several sequels. They were talking about like every 10 years, have them all get back together and do a movie.
No.
How many times can you, okay, you're in college detention. You all work at the same company and you're on your weekend retreat together.
Right.
Oh God, you all went to prison.
Together.
Ooh, wait a minute. Hey. Now you're on to something. Allison and Claire, women's detention too.
Sadly, the gang doesn't really work together anymore, which is kind of sad. John Hughes said he would never work with Judd Nelson again.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, because of the way he treated Molly Ringwald on this. He really never got the point that he was
Hughes had
being
a really
method.
Twisted little thing for Molly anyway. You know?
Molly Ringwald... he still has sort of ill will against her because, and they had a falling out in the 80s and she moved on from the teen film genre to pursue adult roles and severed her relationship
with Hughes.
Well,
exactly.
Hughes,
she didn't
want to
just be a John Hughes girl forever. And
exactly.
So he's held a problem ever since. Yeah. Hughes, filmmaking genius, love him. But, dude, she was a minor.
Okay? Exactly.
Back off, dude.
Good job, Roman Polanski. You know?
Yeah, very Polanski-esque. Thank you very much.
God. And not another teen movie. Best of the little parody movies we've had in the longest time. And it's all the little stuff. Maybe for the kids, maybe for you kids who didn't watch these movies the first time around.
You crazy kids.
But, you know, they went to John Hughes High School in the movie.
Yeah.
I love that. It was the Harry Dean Stanton, because that's her dad and Pretty in Pink. This is the exact, if you had this amazing moment where you actually connected with these people in detention, what are the odds that you'd actually talk to each other come Monday? I mean, you just wouldn't.
No.
I don't want to go to any kind of vomit party.
She's like, I want to go.
Whoa, don't jump on my head, cat.
Yeah, crazy cat. Crazy blonde
cat. God almighty. That's a little scary. You don't look at my friends. You don't look at many of my friends. And you certainly wouldn't condescend to speak to them. Oh, goodness. Oh, God, she is mad. She is
no
hurt.
Shit. Yeah. Yes. I do not think that Molly, especially at 15, 16, is that good an actress. She means that shit.
Yeah, this is the outtakes, and they just kept it. He's like, wow, I was the nerd when we showed up, but...
hey.
How are you a weirdo?
Allison's like, hey!
Hey, who are you calling
yourself,
weird?
Dweeb.
See? There you go. Oh, she's so wonderfully
cute.
Yeah,
you're right. You do kind of want to take her home, don't you?
I do.
But then do bad things to her.
But that's all right. We could listen to The Cure while we did it.
Nice.
Oh,
and it comes around the full circle. Nice.
I just want to let all of you really popular, more popular people know that I would not pretend I didn't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. Aren't you conceited?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. That's right.
Okay. Again, bad acting. Bad acting.
See, I didn't have that problem. I didn't hang with that kind of crowd. They're Amway distributors. They're tough people. My father comes in with a vice to my testicles every day. Yeah. Hey, check out that digital watch. Huh? Yeah. Has that got a calculator on it?
Yeah, it's
got
a calculator.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Those are some charming slacks.
Nice. They are.
He's not wearing jeans.
No belt, just slacks.
Found a gun in my locker. And we all like freaked out when he said that. Like, what? What do you mean a gun? We weren't able to conceive of people bringing a gun to school then. No. And I was going to make that teacher give me an A.
That's right. It's going to roll on in. Matrix style.
When was your first F?
Damn if I know.
Did you get them early on?
My first F?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I have no idea.
It was a while before I got my first F.
I had numerous Fs in high school.
Because I could relate to that concept of your grades better not. I can relate to that.
Oh, yeah. I got that lecture every semester.
It was all right through till high school. I think it was fine till high school.
Yeah. No, it was a flare gun. Okay. Even now, it doesn't matter. Today, you can still get arrested. That was funny then. We were all like, he's brought a gun. Oh, it was a flare gun. Oh, that's silly.
I wonder if that's a locker that you see in the beginning. Is that the one that's...
with all the paint on the floor?
That's melted the charred door and everything like that?
Oh, duh.
I never made that connection.
Yep.
Of course
24
it is.
Years, I never made
Good
that connection.
Good God almighty. How slow are we?
Hello, cat.
Yes, because it destroyed the elephant.
Killer blonde cat.
And here it comes.
Yep. The reveal.
What a twist. So that means Mr. Vernon didn't have any kind of official slip of paper. Yeah.
Literally didn't know. Remember when he didn't know who she was?
Exactly. Yeah.
What's her name?
She's still there. She's still going to detention every Sunday.
So I'm assuming Bender picked the lock for the AV room.
Yeah.
Which is really tricked out. That's a hella good.
No lie. They go to a good school.
It's really cool that Mr. Vernon can't hear them now.
Yeah. They were screaming like F-bomb, blah, 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 and what are I hearing there? No, now they're playing rock and roll.
Dry humping the sculpture.
So what song would this be?
Oh, we are
not
alone.
I like the way she's dancing. I always like the
DeVito.
Dance.
Huh?
I always like the dance. Molly Ringwald dance.
I do too. Yeah, no, yeah. I do like that.
We are not alone. Hey, you're right. Look at you.
Ooh, Brian dances like me.
Yeah.
Well, then
she's got nice moves.
Yeah.
Actually, she kind of dances like me. Great. I dance like Claire.
Oh, work it, girl. Oh, see, he's always got his leg up somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Brian, feeling it. No, that's cool. How many times did you want to do that dance?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And that, for that matter.
You still want to do that.
It's a great scene. That's cute.
That is.
I like this. Everybody likes this scene because everyone's happy.
They're happy. They're just kind of
still.
Oh, God. Convalescing. No. Oh, she's having a seizure. She's falling. She can't get up.
Get the cart.
Tango down. Tango down.
Clear.
That's right. Everyone's got to get back into place.
Yeah. They're like, now what do we do?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't write our essays.
There's still 15 minutes left in the movie. What do we do?
Well, we were thinking, since you're the brain,
yeah,
why don't you do all the work?
We're lazy.
And we'd all say the same thing as said by you.
I'm the popular girl. I don't do work.
You know.
Notice that Molly's hair
changed again.
Yes. He's now completely.
She was dancing.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
It's all on her right side now. So maybe it did shift in the dancing scene.
It's entirely possible. See, he should have, asked for some boob or something. Mm. I'm doing all the work.
That's true.
Yeah, really.
You got to know how to. All right, now what brings this on?
The lesbian
just
look?
All of a sudden.
Now, see, this is the biggest mistake. The only mistake in my mind this film really has.
Yeah, I like her in black. I like that black shit too.
Out of context, yeah. Theater presents.
I like that noise too. I'm sorry, but
squee.
I do.
You stand up for that black poopy.
Yeah.
I like it too.
She might even be able to keep the overall makeup look, but mm-hmm. the clothes really. Both of it together. It's too much.
She looks like some kind of an anime Cupid doll thing. It's just bizarre. That and where the hell did those clothes come from?
Yeah.
It's like Gilligan's Frickin' Island. Where did they get all those outfits for all those seasons?
Three-hour tour, right. And they're taking 17 chests of
precisely
clothes.
You know the Howls aren't going to let anything out of their sight.
Uh-oh.
Hi, I thought I'd come in and...
Hey now.
I lost my mind.
Nice look. Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember when we were 17?
Yep.
I'm just saying.
I try to block that out as much as possible.
Why?
When I was 17? Oh, no.
Now, see, I don't get this.
The bad touch from the gym teacher?
He's like, wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we're all
see,
like, yeah!
Where did that come from?
See, now she's not interesting. Now she is.
Yeah.
I mean, she is Claire now.
Yeah.
Andy was interested in her before because
she
wasn't.
And I like Claire. As Claire.
Or does she...
I don't like Allison as Claire.
Does Andy want... Oh, I love the double take.
Yeah, that is nice, but... Yeah.
Mouth agape, no idea what to say. Does Andy deep down, does he want one of these nice cheerleader type girls to actually be the weird demented girl?
Well, don't we all?
Because that's what he gets.
I think he just wants any girl. Because he's looking at the crazy girl, and then it's like, oh, hey, you're good looking, too. Even better.
I think he's probably bothered by the girls that run in his little clique.
I don't know.
Well, come on. If Claire is ready to give it up for John Bender when she never has before.
Mm-hmm. Well, that 9 hours in detention will do crazy things to your head.
Yes, I was very disgusted by what... No, I was not disgusted by what you did with your lipstick.
Oh, she wants to be a bad girl.
Why could you be What would be disgusting about watching somebody put lipstick on using their boobs?
Yeah, I don't get that either, but no. All right.
Claire did it. It's her fault. Is that like her undergarments that she's wearing?
Where else did they come from?
Really?
Because the bow ribbon thing,
She could have had that in her purse.
True.
She could have stolen that,
had everything in her purse. I think she has a small Armenian midget in her purse.
You know, I'd like to put her purse up against Jerry's coat. Parker Lewis.
Oh, Jerry's coat could hold anything.
True.
The infinite bag of holding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry's coat of holding.
I did a good job. Everyone else is getting some kind of play.
Yeah, I'm kissing paper. Play.
Take it easy, Carl. Yeah, you will. Janitors have to work on Saturday, too?
Apparently so.
Well, there's night janitors and the weekend janitors.
And the music kicks in! And there's John.
John Hughes, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why I always think he looks different than that, but no, that's what he looks like.
He looks a lot like...
You Forget About Me was written for the film by Keith Forsey. It was a number one hit for Simple Minds. Both Billy Idol and Brian Ferry turned down offers to record it first. Although, in 2001, Billy Idol did record this as a bonus track for his greatest hits album.
Really?
Yes.
I'd like to hear that. I might have to get hold of
that. It was also turned down by Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, who then suggested they offer it to the band fronted by her husband at the time, and that band is Simple Minds.
Hey!
Forget about me.
Oh, she gives him one of her diamonds.
That's a fatty, fat carrot. Look at that.
Yeah, it is.
That,
I could use
that's
man.
Rock, man.
I get my wife's ring fixed. I could use that diamond.
Hawk it and make a mortgage. That'd
now,
be okay
if
too.
That's her mom or her dad or somebody right there, how do you not be like, burp, burp, get away from me?
Yeah.
I have mace. I have lawyers. God, it's so hard to explain what this was. I mean, this just absolutely was high school life in 1984. It just was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Of course it was. This is the seminal film. I said semen.
Simo. You did.
Of our high school experience. Anybody anywhere around our age range. Yeah. And I think you have to be around our age range. I think if you're 10 years older than us, it's not going to have the same impact. If you're 10 years younger, it's not.
Exactly.
It still works to a degree, but it's never going to work for everyone else like it did, you know, those of us children of the 80s. This is only a paragraph. Yeah, who the... What? We're just stereotypes for you people anyway. Every high school football field looks like that. Oh, snap. Give us some love, John Bender.
Nice.
Woo!
Oh, of course, the cheesy freeze frame is pretty 80s, but what do you do?
Yeah, well.
Now, the happy news that I discovered today is that on August the 5th of this year, we will finally see the special edition Breakfast Club DVD featuring commentary not from John Hughes, sadly, but commentary from Judd Nelson and Anthony Michael Hall.
I'll take
it. Plus some documentaries and, you know, the stuff we've been waiting for a while. So,
oh, my God.
Yay.
Well, deleted scenes?
About freaking time.
Yeah, we're going to have deleted scenes
we'll
in as well.
We'll have to look up the details. I don't remember much else. But August 5th. So... Pretty soon, that's coming out.
Good.
So talking about the possibility for a sequel, John Hughes said in 1999 he was against it. He said, I thought about it. I could do it in prose. I know what will happen to them. I know them. But to do it with real actors, they'd never come back together again. There's no excuse they could ever put them in the same room ever again. There isn't anything in their lives after high school relevant to that day.
There you go.
Yeah.
From the horse's mouth.
But in 2005, Emilio Estevez said that Hughes had an idea for Breakfast Club 2, with the characters now attending college doing time again. What?
What?
In 2005, they could not play college
20
students.
Years later, they're back in college? What?
Well, I decided I wanted to go back and get my degree.
Well, Cat needed a job, I guess. He needs the work, man. Brother got to eat, right? He's watching TV. He's Paula Abdul 3 nights a week doing Idol, making it fast, Idol cash. He's scratching his nuts, drinking cheap beer, going, I was married to her. I was in the goddamn Breakfast Club.
Yeah, well, you know, would you really want to still be married to her? She's nuts.
I like Paula. She's a sweetie. She's I know nuts. She's nuts, but she's sweet.
A&M Records and Cassettes.
Yeah, baby. All right, closing thoughts, kids, on The Breakfast Club.
I absolutely love this movie. That it shouldn't work. We've said that before. There's no way this should have worked. Just a bunch of high school kids sitting around talking for an hour and a half. But by God, it's one of the most intelligent, thought-provoking films about that age that I've ever seen.
I like the panty shot.
The Bruce? Panty shot is phenomenal.
This is the quintessential film of high school for our generation. This is who we were. And that's all that really needs to be said about it.
It's a pirate movie. It's rated R.
Okay, well, Groovy, we hope you have enjoyed Geek Radio Daily, the GRD commentary track number one. Hopefully we will do more. It took us, what, 4 months to do this one, so.
And 3.5 hours to set it up.
Next time, no worries.
No worries.
You've got it now.
We're going to be good next time.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Well, all right, you listening out there, you guys think of us in the most convenient definitions. Really, each one of us is a vicar.
A basket case.
And a jock.
And a dashing hero.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
GRD commentary number one, out.